What do global connectivity, LoRa, and making the world a better place have in common? This week's Fish Fry. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by me, Amelia Dalton. That's right, Mark Pagulu from Semtech joins me a little later on to discuss how LoRa connectivity will help us create a smarter and safer planet. But first, it's time for a little news you may have missed. So what if software could make our cities more livable? And what if we could save a bunch of money at the same time? Well, a new free open source software project developed by the Stanford Natural Capital Project is trying to make this plan a reality by creating maps to visualize the links between nature and human well-being. So the software in question here is called Urban Invest, and it aims to answer three critical questions. Where in a city is nature providing what benefits to people? How much of each benefit it is providing? And who is receiving those benefits? And this first-of-its-kind open-source software looks to answer those questions with a combination of social demographics and economic data, like income levels, with environmental data, like temperature patterns. Users of this software can access a huge diversity of open global data sources, from NASA satellites all the way to local weather stations, as well as input their cities' data sets into the software. And guess what? This software works! So to test out this Urban Invest software, it was launched in several cities around the world, including Shenzhen and Guangzhou in China, Paris, Lausanne, Switzerland, and several different U.S. cities, including Minneapolis and San Francisco. And what they found was pretty interesting. In Shenzhen, China in particular, this team looked to determine how natural infrastructure like grassland, parks, and forests could reduce damages in the event of a severe 1-in-100-years storm. Using this Urban Invest software, they found that the city could help save $25 billion in damages by increasing the amount of natural infrastructure in the city, and could also lower the daily air temperature by 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit, all the while saving over $71,000 per day in benefits to the city. Now, in Minneapolis, their goal was a bit different. This team was looking to solve the issue of underutilized golf courses and whether private golf courses should be sold off and repurposed into new parks. But Urban Invest showed how, compared to golf courses, that the development of new parks within the city could increase urban cooling, support bee pollinators, keep river waters clean, and help sustain the decreasing areas of biodiversity within the city. Anne Gurry, Chief Strategy Officer and lead scientist at the Natural Capital Project and one of the authors of this research paper, says this: "Cities, more than any other ecosystems, are designed by people. Why not be more thoughtful about how we design the places where we most spend our time? With Urban Invest, city governments can bring all of nature's benefits to residents and visitors. And they can address inequities and build more resilient cities, resulting in better long-term outcomes for people and nature." And the best part? Urban Invest is already seeing use of this software outside of a research setting. It recently helped inform an assessment of how nature could help lower temperatures and store carbon in 775 European cities. Now, if we could just get this kind of software implemented in 775 US cities. So if you'd like even more information about this study or more information about Urban Invest, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. All right, it's time to bring in Mark from Semtech to talk about LoRa, making the world a smarter and safer place, and using LoRa devices and applications to reduce environmental impact. Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Okay, so first off, for my audience who may not know, what is Semtech all about?
So Semtech is one of the leader companies, I would say, in the semiconductor world, especially with analog and mixed signal electronics components. We are essentially focused really on a lot of connectivity-related use cases, which includes line connectivity, but also optical connectivity, and also wireless connectivity.
Okay, great. Now, the president and CEO of Semtech recently said LoRa devices, easy deploy capabilities have the potential to bring connectivity to all, creating a smarter and safer planet. So, Mark, let's talk about that. What are some of the industries that you're seeing LoRa devices making an impact in these days, especially in the realm of making the world a smarter and safer place?
So LoRa first is a wireless connectivity technology. So it's about connecting IoT devices, which cannot afford to be transmitting the data through a cable. So we are here talking about devices which are standalone, most of the time battery operated. So among the key industries that today are using this kind of technology, I would like to name first the energy industry and especially the utilities. This LoRa connectivity in order to connect energy meters. So you can think of your home gas meter, water meter, and electricity meter. So it's about connecting and sending to the utilities your consumption. But more important, what we have seen associated to LoRa is the complement of the building use cases, which is about providing also a greater safety whenever you are speaking about distribution of energy. So think about, for instance, gas distribution. Obviously, there is a safety aspect here in gas. So what utilities are doing more and more across the world now is they are installing leak detectors sensors, so small sensors along the side of the distribution pipes of gas, and they're able to detect any kind of leak. And more interestingly is if they detect a leak, which is transmitted with LoRa back to them, they are capable of acting and shutting down a valve, which also contains the LoRa technology in order to get the message, oh, there is a danger here, shut down the valve to avoid that it becomes a greater issue. An interesting example in commercial buildings in general, smart building, and the illustration is with what happened with the pandemic. So one of the challenges for a lot of employers, how do I get my employees back to work in a safe environment? So we've heard about, you know, the necessity to renew the air quality, not only in the building, but also in every room. This couldn't be possible before. Now with LoRa, you can install air quality sensors in each of the room and control that the air has been renewed often enough. And if it has not, then the LoRa sensor will give the information and the central unit will decide, okay, I need to activate the ventilation in order to renew the air. In the same kind of environment, for instance, you could think about contact tracing. So we've heard about the necessity to implement a traceability mechanism when people are coming into close proximity in case there is, you know, some contamination. So this is typically another use cases where each employee, and we have this at Semtech actually, each employee is now going back to the office. They're actually carrying a small badge, very small badge, powered by LoRa, which basically will tell if, you know, at some point in time, you have been in a close proximity, so closer than 6 feet to one of your colleagues, in case this colleague later on declares an illness related to COVID. There are other segments that I would like to mention, like anything related to supply chain and logistics. So here it's about two essential use cases. One, if I take, for example, of food distribution. So food safety is a growing concern for everybody. You know, everybody wants to make sure that whatever we are eating is of good quality, is fresh, and so on. And there are more and more regulations across the world about compliances. And in order to achieve this compliance, you need now to embed some sensors very close to the food itself. However, it's very impractical to ask somebody or an employee, technicians to verify the sensor all the time. It's much more convenient actually to have the sensors communicating through wireless technology like LoRa, its information, and then you have an automatic alert mechanism to tell you whether this food has exceeded the profile of the temperature that it should be into, or humidity, for instance. And then, you know, you can properly trace the food and make sure that this is not delivered to the end customer if it has not followed the typical profile. And more importantly, for an operation perspective, you like to know where your asset is, where the food is, where your pallet is. And this is also something that LoRa is opening. It's because by capturing the location of the device, then you use LoRa as a wireless connectivity to transmit this location and understand, you know, whether the pallet containing your food, your item, is at the right place.
That makes sense. Now, Mark, I know from my previous work at EE Journal that LoRa is helping global connectivity, especially when it comes to reaching rural communities. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's, I think, a very good topic indeed, which illustrates some of the unique capability of LoRa. So what is typical of rural communities, sometimes you don't have a pre-existing connectivity network. And it's very difficult to justify the cost of an expensive cellular network deployment or even a Wi-Fi network deployment in those areas just because there is not enough people. And so that's a big challenge. So LoRa is one of the connectivity technology which provides a pretty low cost of network deployment. So it's very easy actually, not only it's low cost, but it's also easy to install. So you can install a few gateways. A gateway is a collecting point, so receiving the data from the sensors, for instance, in a crop field, or for sensors which could be on for cattle tracking or cattle health monitoring. So it's really essentially about this kind of accessibility. With LoRa, there are places where you don't have connectivity, and now you can pretty easily, in a day, you can install your network, you can start to put your battery-operated sensors in the field on the animals and automatically receive the data without having to wait for the fiber optics to be coming to your place in a rural environment or to have satellites to be completely available in your area with expensive then receivers. So all of that becomes possible with LoRa.
Okay, so Mark, you guys have a new ebook that talks about your LoRa devices and applications for reducing environmental impact, right? Can you give me a preview of what's covered in this ebook?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that we would like to publish. Obviously, Semtech is quite engaged in making sure that we are contributing to a smarter planet. So it's about being more respectful of everything. We are really hoping that our technology can be associated also to a lot of those use cases. And we believe that, and we've seen that actually already with some of our customers, there are things that they could not be done before, which really help going into that direction. So this ebook is about starting a collection of real use cases, of examples showing that how we are contributing to make this planet a little bit smarter and everyone being more responsible. So for instance, without revealing too much, I hope that you will see that there are some testimony about tracking endangered species. You have another one, which is related actually to what I said before about how can we reduce the food waste, which is also quite important. And there is another one that I remember, which is about water management. So make sure that we are reducing leaks. There are a lot of water leaks in the distribution systems. We think that with LoRa, we can basically identify those leaks, accelerate the repair, and obviously save water, which is a very sparse resource for everyone.
So where do you see LoRa and LoRaWAN headed in the future, Mark?
I see that LoRaWAN can build a bridge between some of the services which are essentially enterprise and industry focused. So we spoke about some of them today with utilities, with smart building, for instance. But I think that LoRaWAN and LoRa is going to head into the consumer world more and more. As a proof point, very recently, Amazon has indicated that they have selected LoRa to deploy what they call the Sidewalk network, which is a wireless network for communities where you are installing the network inside your home and you are creating a network, a wireless connectivity coverage, not only for your home, but also for all the surrounding rooms. So by doing this, you are bringing now the LoRaWAN connectivity at the heart of the consumer, which is the home. Then you get LoRaWAN and LoRa into the industrial world, enterprise, and in the manufacturing part, but also now where eventually the goods is ending up, which is, for instance, most of the time in the home. And I think that's important because quite often a lot of the manufacturers and the suppliers were disconnected from the consumer. And this is a way here to re-engage a more direct connections between suppliers and consumer, which could be used, for instance, to monitor the engagement. So what is the success of my product? How much engagement do I have with my customer? It allows also the customer to give a better feedback to the supplier. So all of that, I think, is going to contribute to build this bridge of services from business to business to really to B2B to consumer eventually.
That makes sense. Okay, Mark, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, since you haven't been on my show before, I'm doing a bit of a COVID special these days. So it seems like we've been in lockdown forever and a lot of us can't have our favorite foods. So, Mark, if you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if it's in another country, you have to get a passport to get there, the restaurant is closed, what would you have?
That's a great question. There is one thing that really is impossible to get here due to the restrictions of traveling to France. There is a meal which is actually from my home region in Normandy, which really you can't find here. It's impossible. And so I'm going to give you the French name because I have no clue about the translation in English. So this is called Trip à la mode de Caen. So I think I'm going to leave it here without explaining what it is because I don't want to, you know, to leave this conversation on a low note once you know what it is. But I would really encourage you to try to look at what it is. Trip à la mode de Caen.
I'm going to do just that, Mark. I love that answer. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Amelia.
And before we go, don't forget to check out my brand new maker-themed fish fry podcast series called Makers Today. Launched earlier this week in honor of Women in Engineering Day on June 23rd, in this first episode, maker, teacher, content creator for Element 14's learning circuit, and power racing record holder, Karen Corbeil, joins me to talk about the makers movement today. Hey, also, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out Amelia D. 1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow me or us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular long-running Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by, oh, me. That's right. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, or just about anywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or, heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 23rd, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.